question was asked, when a person prays, if they're praying for their own personal need, very personal prayer, can we say, is there any reason to think that the world benefits from a person's own personal prayer? So, it's a very, very good question. And in order to understand, we have to work with a few concepts. And we're going to have to go a little bit deeply to understand this, okay? What happens when a person prays? What a person is really doing is they're tapping into a certain clarity. They're saying, you're the boss. God, you run the show. So one of the things that happens when we pray is that we're hitting a reset button. All day long I'm fighting. I think if I advertise better, I'll make more money. If I buy better produce, I'll make more money. If I keep a cleaner store, I'll make more money. I have all kinds of thoughts about how I'm going to succeed. And then I leave my store and I go into the shul and suddenly I'm davening. And I'm saying, Rabbi Shalom, help me make money. Suddenly, it's not about my advertising. It's not about my cleanliness of my store. It's a recognition. You run the show. So automatically, I become a better person. Meaning, what's happened now is I recognize that I have to adhere to Hashem's system, Hashem's mitzvot, the values Hashem teaches me, because I realize that at the end of the day, I'm not running the show. I have a certain amount of effort I can put in, and I have very little capacity to control the results. And this is how Rav Yosef Elbow, in his famous work, Sefer HaYikarim, explains the concept of Hashem shifting from exacting justice, what we call midat hadin, to midat rachamim, to being merciful. So when we're children, so the kindergarten teacher teaches us that Hashem has thrones, and now he's sitting on the throne that says, I will judge the world exactly. And when we do tshuva, so then Hashem shifts to the throne, where Hashem says, now let me be kind and merciful to my people. But as we grow, we're supposed to understand that it's not Hashem that changes. Hashem is a constant. But as we pray and we do tshuva, we change. And if before we entered prayer and we were fighting our neighbor and we were doing cutthroat competition out of the thought that I'm going to win and this is how I'm going to win, and I walk into tefillah and suddenly I remember, you're running the show. I'm going to do things the way you say because you're running the show. So then when I walk out of tefillah, I may now merit a better result. It's not Hashem that shifted, it's me that shifted. And because I shifted, I might merit a better result because I've uplifted myself in prayer. The word tefillah comes from the word falel, which means to clarify. So it's possible. You asked, does the world get something out of my prayer? Well, my prayer causes me to become a better person. When I become a better person, then the whole world gets uplifted with me. And in that sense, the world benefits. That's one answer. The second answer is, our sages say that we create trends in the world. Okay? If we come and sit down and go, oh man, this is great, we're going Torah, I'm excited. Okay. I created an environment here, right? And we can understand that a person can create a different environment. Okay, yeah, I'm sitting here like that, right? You create a different environment. So Chazal say that trends don't only exist in our world, trends exist on a spiritual level as well. And in that sense, Chazal say that righteous people create trends of positivity, even in the sense that the world becomes a better place. And Hashem gives more good and kindness to the world. And wherever Avraham Avinu goes, there's blessing. Because bottom line, where he goes, it's going to rain, and there's going to be food, and there's going to be bounty. So when our prayer affects us, and affects the outcome, and creates a better world, it's not like it's going to rain on my yard and not my neighbor's yard. Right? If I'm going to pray that it should rain, it's sort of going to affect everyone. And usually, if a person's store is going to succeed, chances are his neighbor's also going to succeed. Hashem isn't going to make it that the whole mall goes bankrupt, but his store succeeds. It doesn't usually work that way. So in that sense, we also view it as when we accomplish in our prayer, it's not only that I grow and then I uplift the world, I can also bring a trend of positivity. And that's what Chazal say, that when Boaz prayed because there was a famine in the book of Ruth, well, Boaz was able to change it for the whole world. It wasn't only Boaz that suddenly had sustenance. All of Israel had sustenance. In his prayer, he was able to change the tide. So we are taught that in our prayer, we can affect the whole world. I'm not only affecting me. It could be I'm davening, Hashem, help my parnasa. But if my parnasa gets better, if positivity comes to the world, it affects other people as well. We believe in a ripple effect and we believe in trends. And both of them happen when we pray the way we should. It's also true, as an added footnote, that we are supposed to pray as a part of a greater whole. And even when we pray for someone sick to get better, so Chazal said, we should say, "Bitoch shar cholei amo Yisrael." Chazal say a person should always include his prayer as part of the greater whole. And that's why when we say Tefillat HaDerech, you're going on your journey. I don't know who's sitting in the car next to me. I don't know who's behind me. Maybe I'm alone on the road. Yet Chazal said, say Tefillat HaDerech in multiple tense. Don't speak about yourself. Yehi ratzon shetatzileinu, Hashem save us. All the people who are on a journey today, please help them. I'm praying for everyone. But I don't know who's on a journey today. I only know about me. Right? Chazal said, when we pray, we should be accustomed to praying for the greater good. And even when I pray about a specific sick person, we're supposed to end the prayer and say, Bitoch shar cholei amo Yisrael. As I pray for his cure, I pray they should be cured among the other sick people of Israel. So that's what we find, that Shmona Yisrei, most of our personal prayer, is said in the plural tense, about us, not me. I, as a part of a greater whole. I pray for me, but I pray for me as a part of a greater whole. So that's an added footnote in terms of how we should be praying.